Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Love and Money. I'm Dr. Elsie Blass from elsieblass.com. And in this episode, we are back from a 2-week break and we're talking about your empire, building your dreams, building your empire, and what that means for getting ahead this year. What would that look like for you? Some of you are coming out with new offers. Some of you are creating offers. Some of you may be in transition looking for a new business opportunity or work. And I want to take you through just a brief, quick process. This won't be a long episode. I just want to take you through a process of identification and then implementation. And as you go on your journey, you're going to see the vision. You're going to get closer to it day by day, moment by moment. Now you need three things. You need a little more than three things, but we're going to talk about three things that you need right now in order to finally break free this year, whatever breaking free means for you. And breaking free, the number one thing that I want to share with you concerning breaking free to grab hold of your new reality is identity shift. When you shift your identity, you then are in a different plane, right? You're playing on a different field because you've done the identity shifting. Once you're in that realm, you will attract what makes sense for that new identity. What was already aligned will automatically start to come. But it's important that we are not resistant to the experience, okay? So many times I would change my identity, be up there in the new realm, and wonder why I haven't attracted the very thing that I wanted to attract. And what I realized was that in those moments and in those times, I just needed to sit tight and allow the manifestation to come to me naturally and me step into new levels and new opportunities with new places, new people, and new things. You have to leave a little leeway, a little gap between where you are and where you're going to be after the identity shift. You got to give it some time. And the second thing I want to share with you is proximity. It's all about proximity. So if you are wanting to get to the next stage or phase, it's important that you hire someone who can take you there. Hire someone who's already there or someone who already has the thing and can bring you closer to that thing that you desire. Proximity changes your life. It can even change your identity. So if you're having difficulty shifting your identity, go ahead and place yourself in a position, an event, a group where you are then involved in proximity with that next level you. And what happens is you then step into that. The more you expose yourself to that thing, you will become that thing. So it's important that you pay attention to who you are giving your energy to, what environments you're placing yourself in, because it can hinder the flow of where you're supposed to be. It can slow things down. It can hinder. It can hold you back. Remember, it's people, places, and things. They all come into alignment to work for you or against you. And it's important that you know how to play chess. It's important that you move puzzle pieces, move people, move environments, shift things around to accommodate reaching your big vision. And that does mean sometimes letting people, places, and things go. And you will experience a loss. You'll experience a shift, a change, some of which may make you cry. Others will make you laugh. Ideally, it's all in all in the workings so that you can move ahead. Now, again, I just wanted to make this a really short episode. Happy day and week to you all, my love. Sit with yourself concerning this and say, what identity do I want to shift into? What proximity can I place myself in and with whom? And third, when I'm taking a look at my vision, what are the people, places, and things that I have to shift and move around in order for me to have what it is that I desire. And then I'll leave you with this as well. What skills am I missing? What do I not know how to do? And who can teach me how to do it? That's what I have for you for this episode. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back next week with a longer episode, but I wanted to pop in. I'm still just in this beautiful vortex of relaxation and honoring myself and taking time to enjoy my night and my days and really just be. And I didn't want to go on this hiatus from the podcast, and I didn't want to create distance between what I've come here to do. And I love podcasting so much, and I love you all so much, and it means so much to me to have you here listening each week so that you can move forward or be encouraged or learn something new or take away something or have that shift and get you closer to your goals. Now, we will be talking about so many beautiful things in the coming weeks, and I'm placing everything together. And in the background, we're working on a beautiful, amazing landing page for my high ticket offer. And I'm working with a coach, and he is absolutely amazing. You've probably heard me talk about him before. And he's definitely changing my life. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful, you know? I'm really just so grateful. And I just feel like I'm in this beautiful bubble and holy place. And yeah, I'm just enjoying my time and enjoying watching TV as well. But yes, you know, I'm studying, I'm researching, I'm putting things into practice. I have clients. I'm just enjoying life. And I want to encourage you to go over to lcblass.com. And at the very top, you can enter in your email and receive our Self-Love Sunday newspaper. It's a news article, newsletter. And I love writing, and I wanted to turn up the juice as far as the newsletters are concerned, because I have been stagnant in that area. And yeah, but I'm working on my offer. So I've just been so like caught up with that. And yeah. Oh, we had an amazing, beautiful new addition to the family. My little niece was born just last week. She is 8 days old, and she is the beautifulest, sweetest, I know that's not a word, the prettiest, the most sweet little sugar pie honey bun that I've seen in a long time. And she is just a little bite-sized piece of candy. And I just want to give her so many kisses and give her so many hugs and just watch her sleep, because that's what she's doing these days, and watch her smile and breathe and yeah, just watch her in her new body and what that means for her. You know, being in this body is very interesting, you know, when we're cold and we're hot. So just to see her experience a human experience is absolutely divine and beautiful. And I can't wait to experience more of those things with her and experience this beautiful earth with her. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I love my nieces and my nephew so much. They are the cutest. And I love my family. And every day that goes by, I realize it more and more and more. And my love grows deeper and deeper and deeper. And it just expands more and more and more. And I think the motivation there and the, you know, we're all getting older. And it's like anyone's last day could be any day. So just really enjoy my family before it's too late for any of us. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to plant negative thoughts, but I feel like we don't honor enough. I think we can get so busy with our work. We can get so busy with building our empire. We can get so busy with all these other things. And there are relationships that are on standby. Maybe that's what I really came here to talk about today. That relationships are on standby. And we neglect those that are important to us. And we don't mean to. And some of you may mean to, you know, I don't know. But I know for me, even in a love relationship I experienced, that person had me on standby. And I lived with them for years. We were married and I was just on standby. And I thought to myself, if I left this earth tomorrow, would he even care that he neglected our love so much and all the time and energy that was wasted being bothered or angry for pointless reasons? Will he recognize any of those things? But because he is a narcissist, I don't believe that he would have felt that. That's my perception anyway. I remember telling him, I know you don't think that you're a narcissist, and I understand that. I do believe that you have narcissistic behaviors that are showing up here in the relationship. And he cut me off and he said, I never said I wasn't a narcissist. And I think my spirit and my body jerked back because I was in shock and thought to myself, oh, I didn't ever expect for him to lightly acknowledge that that is in fact something he's identified that is a part of who he is. And I was just in so much shock that I didn't know what to say. And I didn't want him to make him feel uncomfortable. There was the codependency, but also I didn't want him to shut down. Because I really wanted to understand what he was saying. So I allowed him to finish, and I don't remember saying much more about what he stated. And but he did state, you know, I'm well aware. And I felt like it was a difficult time. And that relationship really hurt my business in so many ways that I cannot describe to you, and broke down who I was as a woman in so many ways because of the disrespect and all the things, you know. Of course, you've been on social media. You know what a narcissistic relationship can exude. And it was a hinder to my flow, it was a hindrance to my vibe. And it was difficult to show up in a powerful premium way. I would have to heal and clean and cleanse myself before showing up in a session so that my clients could feel and have the purest, cleanest version of me. So sometimes it would take me hours to heal, just to process my thoughts and feelings and release all of the negativity from the encounter that I had and cleanse myself so that I could go back into a Zoom call and be what my client deserves, which is cleansed and clear and healthy and filled with love and joy, so they can have the premium, powerful experience of the lifetime. Because that's what I desire in every session, is to have my client walking away knowing and feeling that they've either had an identity shift, they've shifted in such a massive way, and they have a plan, right? Some of my clients are like, I'm coming for a plan, girl. Like, let's do this. And other clients are like, I need an identity shift, or I need healing today, Elsie. This is showing up for me in my love life, or this is showing up for me in my business. Or this is what's showing up for me within my own self. And to be able to bring my clients that clarity, that cleansing, that love, that joy, but also create that container because I have it within my own self and I know how to manage myself, is in fact what I deserve, what they deserve, and what I know God wants for us as health professionals, when we do our great work. And I want to share with you that if today you are allowing a person, a place, a thing, an environment, a mindset, an unresolved past story, a situation that took place, if there is anything that is keeping you from having the career and the love life of your dreams, if there is something that's holding you back, I want you to reach out. Go to lcblast.com/contact and tell me about it. Share your story with me. I would love nothing more than to get on a call and have you talk through it and work it through so that you can have the peace and the longevity that I know you deserve and I know that you want. I wanted it for myself. It was everything for me. I knew that I couldn't get to 6 and 7 and 8 figures. I share this periodically that my goal is $1 billion. I was gonna say a billionaire, because I'm trying to go past 1 billion. But we gotta start somewhere. And I knew that I couldn't take him with me with who he was. But if he could change. And the other thing is your employees. The employees that took you to 6 figures might need to be replaced so that you can get to 7 figures. Some people are not able to or meant to grow with you to the next level. And they will show you that they are not ready. It will be evident. You don't have to try to figure it out, my love. It's very simple. You sit and you say, can you do this with me? Is this a possibility? Is there a skill that you need to learn? Is there a behavior change that needs to be implemented? Is a mindset, what do you need to learn? Are you willing and open to these concepts and truths? And some people, especially as employees and staff members, there's nothing you can do. Sometimes it's better to start over with someone new than to try to train or teach someone who's the business has grown past them. The position that they're in has grown past them. They just can't. And so you have to replace them because the position grew past them. So there's different variations of reasons why you might have to release yourself. You notice that I didn't say you have to release them. I said that you have to release yourself. So oftentimes we feel like the loss or the release is something that someone else needs to do or is doing. No, you decide what is not in alignment. Others will show you, but then you make the decision for final closure or shift or training or longevity or evolution, right? So keep that in mind. And I guess this episode is really about sharing with you that the next level means that things have to change. And it's people, places, and things, and places, I mean environment. People, environment, and things need to change. The way we show up needs to change. If we truly desire the next level, are we willing to level up? Because the next level comes as a result of us leveling up. Are you willing to level up? I want you to say, yes, Elsie, I am ready to level up. Yes, Elsie, I am ready to shift and change my environment. Yes, Elsie, I am ready to shift people around or release or remove myself. Yes, Elsie, I am ready for, and fill in the blank. That's your journaling prompt for today. Yes, Elsie, I am ready for, and fill in the blank there, and then send me a message or a picture of what you wrote as a result of what the rest of that statement was for you. I cannot wait. And tag me. And if you post it, I want you to tag me. It's going to be super awesome. And I would love to connect with you or support you or just blast you. I'm here for all of it. I love you with all my heart. Thank you so much for joining me. I ended up going over on my little time, but the words were coming the story, the whole vibe was happening, and I had to honor it. And I honor the moment. Sometimes we need to hear that one thing, right? That one thing. And what was that one thing for you? So two things I want you to do. I am ready for your I am ready for journaling prompts. Number two, what's one takeaway that you received from listening? What's one sentence, one thing that made you say, ah, that was it. That's what I needed. Share that with me. Share those two things with me. I cannot wait to receive it. Okay, go now and do it. And I will talk to you on our next episode next Sunday, our Self-Love Sunday. And I will talk to you soon. In the meantime, stay positive and healthy and happy. Don't let anyone move or shift or take off your crown. Bye for now.